Trumas Perikud Aleph, Mishnah Vav 11:6. More on the requirements regarding wasting of truma and the general approach that we say just be normal and with regard to treating your truma. Here we have the question of a storehouse that was used for truma, and I've cleaned it out of the truma, and you're going to replace it now with regular chulin inside the same storage facility. And the question is, how careful you have to be that there isn't one grain of truma left on the ground in the storage facility. Now, let me tell you, normally when it comes to mixtures, you have to be very careful. And we say, ein mevatlin ish l'charchila. You can't just be cavalier about the whole thing and just say, big deal, you know, there's just a tiny bit of bacon bits that I'm sprinkling into my cholent, so I can add it for flavor, and I have 60 times more cholent than bacon bits. What's the big deal? No way, you can't do that. It's a iser, really midoraisa probably, to do at least yavish, dry things mixed together. Liquid perhaps the same. So you can't do that, l'chachila. The question is, what's with truma? So the answer is, we'll see in the Mishnah here that there is, we don't make you go absolutely bonkers crazy. We say, Magura shepina mimena chite truma. If you had a storage facility and you cleared out of the truma wheat that was stored inside of it, we don't require you, this is a rabbinic dispensation, the rabbis are lenient and say you don't have to sit on the ground and pick up every last speck of truma. Ella mechabed kadarko, rather, you have to just sweep it out as you normally sweep things out, sweep it out thoroughly, and that's enough. Venos nosocho chulin, you can put the chulin grain inside there, even though you know full well there are probably a few kernels of truma wheat in the mix. That's okay. We are lenient, because the alternative would just be too incredibly demanding, and Chazal didn't require that of the farmer.